The following teleconference is recorded for Andrew LaPlante with Florida Atlantic University Board of Trustees on Monday, August 22nd, 2016, beginning at 1:45 p.m. Central Time.
Hey, everyone. This is Andrew. I'm just, I have Chair Barber, Dr. Beadle, Trustee Cairo, and Dr. Dorman. Is there anybody else on the line right now?
Mary Beth McDonald.
Great. Thank you.
Michael Dennis.
Sean Davis.
I got Sean Davis. Who was the other one?
Michael Dennis.
Thank you, Dr. Dennis. Okay, great. Is there any media on the line or any public on the line? Great. Okay, we'll start in about 1 minute.
They just chimed in. They just aren't assuming the actual media wants us to ask again.
Could he say that line?
He didn't really say that line. He said, is there any media or any public?
Go Scots.
I'm sorry, who's talking?
That's Joe.
We're going to put in that story again.
All right, let's not have on.
This is Bob. Is this the FAU call?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Trustee Rumi. Yes, it is.
All right. Good afternoon. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Andrew, would you call the roll, please?
Trustee Barber?
Here.
Trustee Kane?
Here.
Trustee Beadle?
Here.
Trustee Cairo?
Present.
Trustee Davis? Trustee Dennis?
Here.
Trustee Dorman?
Here.
Trustee Feingold? Trustee McDonald?
Here.
Trustee Mulberry? Trustee Rubin?
Here.
Trustee Stille? Trustee Workman? Chair, we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you very much. Andrew, do we have any public comments?
There are no public comments.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for accommodating this meeting. It's obviously always a good thing to be able to accept a gift of this kind, and Phil Smith has been a friend to the university for a while, and I'm grateful for this generous contribution that he's making. I'm going to turn it over to Dean Dan Gropper from the College of Business to review the approval required.
Thank you, Chairman Barber, and I'll just recap here very quickly. Last week, after a number of discussions, President Kelly and Rebecca Dickinson and I went down and met with Phil and some of his people and signed this agreement. As many of you may know, Phil is not in the best of health, but he's long been a supporter of the university. He's been active in a number of ways with the foundation board, and we're very proud of him as an FAU alum. He graduated back in 1969, and from what I can see in my short period of time as being here, he is sort of typical almost of an FAU student. He was married and working while he was going to school, doing a lot of things to put himself through school. And he's been tremendously successful, so that he has built a string of automotive dealerships. He's been active in the community, active in a lot of different causes, has been a longtime supporter of the university. And now with this gift, this culminates in some discussions we've had over the last couple of years about his and my interest in free enterprise generally, business specifically, both the philosophical underpinnings of things that have made business in this country great and provide the opportunities for our students that he himself enjoyed. So now he wishes to give back to help support those efforts at the university. So we have agreed to start this Phil Smith Center for Free Enterprise, and he wants to support that with a gift of $5 million from himself and his wife and their foundation. And with that, we also want to name a currently unnamed building within the College of Business complex. And so this would just go from being the business building to the proposal here to name it Phil Smith Hall. And so without further ado, we'll submit that for your discussion here and request your approval.
Thank you very much, Dean.
Let me just add just a couple of elements. And first of all, I want to congratulate Van Gropper on doing an exceptional job for over 2 years of cultivation of Phil for what is really a landmark gift, I think, for an FAU alum to contribute this amount of resources to a concept that Van, I heard described at a reception almost 2.5 years ago, actually.
Yeah.
And you stayed with it and persevered, and Phil, unfortunately, is, as mentioned, is in really, really poor health right now. His mind is fine, but he suffers from ALS, and the body is just not functioning. And Rebecca, you've done a great job, too, setting up these final steps of things that he would like to accomplish during the next month or so, which would include the possibility of an event at the Phil's Country Club at Coal Springs. And that would include the opportunity for other individuals who've enjoyed being Phil's colleagues and friends to contribute further and add additional resources to this endowment. With that said, I think this is one of those legacy gifts that the university will forever cherish, because it not only comes from alum, it does an important naming opportunity in the College of Business and begins starting a foundation of other people in the Fort Lauderdale business community in Broward County to contribute toward the College of Business's success.
Thank you, Mr. President. Any further discussion?
Yeah, let me, this is Trustee David. We'll tell you that, and I know most of you know that he is the alumni of FAU, plus certainly a contributor in Broward County. He is a stalwart individual. He and I had lunch, even though I know he has the ALS, it's not going very well for him at this point. He and I had lunch on Wednesday. He can't talk. He does his communication through an iPad. And one of the things he said was, you know, recognizing Sean here is a good buddy of mine and what have you, and on the Board of Trustees of FAU. While I did not know the timing of this coming to FAU, I certainly knew that this was in the works, and it's a great thing for a great man. And he's doing a tremendous job by doing this now. He did mention having having an event at his country club, I guess maybe on September 6th, or the date's probably not still final there. But I am overjoyed and overwhelmed that he's decided to do this for FAU. It speaks volumes. It continues to speak volumes about Phil. Great guy. I'm not sure how long he'll be with us, so I would certainly ask that if you can send him a note, see him, what have you, I would do that. I've probably seen him over the last month, probably twice, probably go to a lunch with him again, but he does not get around as often as he used to. But he is a terrific guy. I wholeheartedly support this effort.
Thank you, Trustee. Any other comments? Can I have a motion to approve the appraisal?
So moved. Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. I appreciate your accommodating this meeting on short notice, and we will keep you informed as to any future details on this. With that, I would call for the adjournment of the meeting. Thank you very much. Okay.